Well, why don't we go into the second one then? Develop an appreciation of the value of otherness. This one seems, personally, seems hard. Hard to really open myself up to other.
Yeah, it is hard. I think all of these habits are hard. And what I find interesting about them is that when you look at them on the surface, they seem pretty easy or even truistic. But the deeper you go into any one of them, the more the difficulty pops up. For me, an appreciation of the value of otherness has come more and more easily in life when I have started to understand that hanging around people who come from the same place I come from, who look like me, who think, believe, and act like me, who are, in effect, clones of myself, and let's just for the moment take white, middle or upper middle class, highly educated male as a category that I would fit, that hanging around people who are exactly like me in all those ways is ultimately about the most boring way I can imagine to spend my life. It's just tedious, and I'm not doing a number on white, middle or upper middle class educated males here. I would say that it would be true of any subgroup that hanging around people just like yourself is very, very tedious. The oxygen goes out of the room after a while. You're recycling the same thoughts. You're reinforcing each other's biases and prejudices.
And that
I think go ahead.
Well, in some ways that could in some ways tedious is one lens, and in some cases there's safety or comfort. Like, I don't have to be wrong if I'm just with people who are like me.
But before we get to right and wrong, let's consider another set of values in human life, which have to do with color and texture and flair and vitality, that come from differences, you know, that are stirred up by diversity. That explain why it is, for example, I think, that people love going out of their own homes to places like farmers markets or county fairs, or even into the city for a day of shopping or just looking around, going to the zoo, going to a baseball game. All of these are places where we are taken out of the little circles of our lives and put into the midst of what I call the company of strangers. And all of them are places which are safe to be, you know, which don't involve profound challenges to our sense of propriety or rightness in life, but which enliven us in a whole lot of different ways, because they add that texture, that color, that flair. I think most of us would say it's a sad life that has to be spent indoors, you know, just hanging around people like us, and to get out into the company of strangers, where one can be sort of, you know, without ever having a direct conversation, one can still have one's eyes opened and one's mind and heart stretched in positive, life-giving ways, is something very worthwhile. I think if we take this to a deeper level, though, you have to value otherness if you value learning. And I think that learning is another one of those fundamental tropisms of the human self, things towards which we are drawn. We certainly are drawn toward learning as children. You know, if there's any kind of human being who's on the earth as a natural learner, it's the young child who is infinitely curious and who, you know, keeps asking, why, what's that all about? How did that happen? what's going on here? You know, to a point where the parents or caregivers can get driven crazy by the number of questions that come at them from a 2, 3, or 4, or 5-year-old. But we love that stuff too, because something in us loves to learn. And I think, you know, I think one of the sad parts of how we grow up in this society is that schooling tends to dampen the love of learning in a lot of us, because suddenly it becomes a competitive enterprise, and we start feeling judged around how much we do or don't know, around questions of whether we're smart or dumb, and all those silly lines we draw. I mean, the truth is that human intelligence comes in many, many forms, and it's not just that which gets measured at school. But even though our desire to learn gets dulled down by schooling, I think most of us in adult life want to recover some of that desire to learn. And because, again, it makes life more interesting. This is why, for example, adult study, even when there's no credit attached to it, is an enormously attractive thing on the American landscape. And a lot of colleges and universities which are running undergraduate and graduate programs at a loss are running adult education programs at a profit, because people just love studying new topics and being with strangers as they do it. This helps to revitalize their life. And the point about learning is that unless we appreciate otherness, we will never learn anything. Because to learn, by definition, is to enter into an arena about which you don't know much, if anything, at all. And you rely on the knowledge of others who inhabit that arena, you know, whether it's art history or race relations or economics or whatever, auto mechanics, whatever it may be. You have to cross over into the experience, the knowledge, the worldview of another person in order to learn. Once we stop appreciating the value of otherness, learning shuts down. And while it's true that for some people that equals safety, I think for most people it ultimately equals a kind of death in the middle of life, not to be learning any longer, not to be stretched. So all kinds of things that expand our lives by that are based on an appreciation of the value of otherness. I'll take this one more step and say that I haven't mentioned so far our political and economic differences, which of course is where ultimately we have to appreciate otherness if we want to come together as a civic community and cross some of these great divides that currently have us sort of shut down as a democracy, where we the people are essentially out of play, creating a void that gives government over to big money because we don't know how to talk to each other. We instead like to caricature and demonize each other. We need to create in our society strong containers to hold those complicated conversations.